You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
This one's for Pat. The ball is free. Denver's got it. Touchdown, Denver.
Here's your host of Locked On Broncos, NFL analyst Cody Rourke.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Locked On Broncos. I hope your Monday has been treating you well. This is your host, Cody Rourke, writer, contributor over at PredominantlyOrange.com, covering all things orange and blue. Head over to PredominantlyOrange.com right now for the latest news and analysis as we are in draft week. And also, NFL analyst covering the Denver Broncos and the National Football League. You can follow me on Twitter, at Cody Rourke NFL. We are officially in the green zone. The NFL draft is this Thursday, and I'm very, very excited about that because it's been a long time coming. The mock drafts are going to be over. We're not going to have to deal with that anymore. We're going to finally know who the Denver Broncos pick at pick number 5, or if they decide to trade up or trade back. All those questions will be answered this week. The 26th NFL draft taking place. Now, I will be on air live on Twitter, at Cody Rourke NFL, on Did You See That Now Sports with Mike Ortiz Jr. As the NFL draft happens live, we will be live on Twitter broadcasting on the sports platform Did You See That Now, as featured on ESPN and Yahoo Sports, powered by RotoWorld. Very, very, very excited. And FanDuel, powered by FanDuel. I'm very excited to be joining Mike Ortiz and a great panel of NFL guys all across the National Football League, breaking down each NFL pick as it happens. Very exciting. You can obviously catch us there, or you can catch ESPN or NFL Network or Fox's telecast of the NFL draft. One draft tip, though, that I do want to tell you guys about: if you do not want the first or the second pick, or any picks for that matter, spoiled in the NFL draft before they're announced on air, I would really lay low on Twitter. I wouldn't really spend a lot of time looking on Twitter. Watch the draft as is. The NFL Network, ESPN, they've been told, or at least they've told, you know, all of us out here in the public, that they are not going to reveal the tips in which they receive on who's going number one or number two and so on and so forth. So we're going to get the draft picks live as they happen. So obviously stay tuned on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. Obviously all week here at Locked On Broncos. On Friday, we have our draft reaction show from the first round for what the Denver Broncos did. And the NFL draft continues. Very, very excited about 26th, 27th, and 28th. We're going to get through it. Very excited to see which players the Denver Broncos decide to bring in. I know there's an accumulation of different players that could be going. And obviously, there's a lot of talk around the Denver Broncos going with a running back. And this is a draft class that has a lot of different running backs. Obviously, Rashad Penny and Kalen Ballage is a guy who I'm very high on. Sony Michel and obviously Nick Chubb. Guys at the tailback position that I don't think all of them are going to be available in rounds 3 or 4. But Sony Michel could be a guy that goes as early as the second round, in my opinion. There's been a lot of heat up in terms of rumors that he may be the second running back off the board in this year's draft behind Saquon Barkley. So that's going to be a big, big thing there. I think he's an Alvin Kamara-type player. Very excited to see what we're going to get from him. But enough of the NFL draft. We'll talk about that when the time comes. Today on the Locked On Broncos podcast, we're going to break down the first part of the Denver Broncos 2018 schedule as it was released. Now, I'm very excited about this season. You know, if you have your, you know, games in set, if you're traveling from out of state to come to Denver for a game, obviously, mark your calendars, figure it out what it's going to be. I'm very excited to be at training camp and hope to catch you guys at some Broncos games this year. That'll be very, very exciting. But I think the Broncos schedule this year is fairly favorable compared to last year. And you know, we'll get into that here in just a few moments. But I want to take the time to tell you guys about what we have going on over here at the Locked On Podcast Network. Now, the Locked On MLB Network is growing. The Locked On NBA Network is thriving right now with the NBA playoffs going on. Be sure to check out all the Locked On NBA guys. David Locke, host of Locked On Jazz. Catch him talking about the Jazz big win over the Oklahoma City Thunder, where Ricky Rubio dropped a triple-double and Donovan Mitchell continues to impress everybody as a rookie in this year's NBA playoff run. 55 points scored in his first two games that passed Michael Jordan. David Locke, host of Locked On Jazz, has you covered over there, Locked On NBA, Locked On Podcast Network. Also, Matt Williamson, the host of Locked On NFL is bringing you the daily news, analysis, and updates of all things regarding the National Football League. Be sure to check him out on Twitter at WilliamsonNFL, as well as his new website, WilliamsonNFL.com. Got a lot of great things going on over there. And obviously, Locked On NFL Draft, you have John Ledyard and Trevor Sikkema over there breaking it down as everything happens. And this is a big week in the draft. They go year-round. If you thought mock drafts were crazy as draft season approaches, you know, obviously Trevor Sikkema, John Ledyard over there do a phenomenal job, hosts of the Locked On NFL Draft podcast, keeping you up to date for obviously this year's NFL draft campaign people, and as well as next year's players eligible for the NFL draft who may be going, who may be staying. They already have all the top secret intel that you could need over there. Locked On NFL Draft. And because the Denver Nuggets are our brother station here in the Colorado State, obviously the Avalanche are going strong. We don't have a Locked On NHL network yet, but we're working on it. But the Locked On Nuggets podcast, hosted by Adam Mattes, he just released a survey about the 2017 Nuggets season, and obviously the podcast. So go show Adam Mattes some love over there, writer for Denver Stiffs, host of the Locked On Nuggets podcast. Great guy. Love what he's doing over there as the Nuggets look to transition to make the playoffs in 2018-2019 season. Adam Mattes has you covered with all the summer league news, draft notes as the NBA draft approaches us following the NBA finals. Locked On NBA Network is coming to you hot and heavy. One final thing before we get to the NFL schedule reaction for who the Denver Broncos are going to play in 2018. We have some Broncos news. Obviously, over the weekend, the Denver Broncos traded former punter Riley Dixon to the New York Giants. Now, this was a move that was all but expected after the Denver Broncos acquired Marquette King, formerly of the Oakland Raiders, as their punter. He's a star punter in the National Football League, and he's going to have the opportunity to do a lot of exciting things with special teams coordinator Tom McMahon. Now, the Denver Broncos traded Riley Dixon to the Giants in exchange for a 2019 NFL draft conditional 7th-round pick. This is going to be an interesting thing. Now, the Giants released Brad Wing back in March, and now they have a younger punter in Riley Dixon. He averaged about 45, almost 46 yards per punt in his 2 years in the NFL, and he can throw the football too. Now, here's my thing with Riley Dixon. Riley Dixon was I think was a decent enough punter. Now, the issue at hand that we experienced with Riley Dixon was he didn't have a really good supporting cast around him. Now, he was a young guy. He obviously punted the ball decently well, but he struggled with obviously the return game. The Broncos special teams in 2017 struggled big time against a lot of teams, and they also struggled in 2016. You know, you don't punt it to Tyreek Hill in the AFC West. Things don't work out very well in that nature. So things had to change, and obviously the Denver Broncos made the move for Marquette King. All right, jumping into our NFL Denver Broncos schedule release. Now, we're going to cover on this episode the first half of the Denver Broncos regular season. Tomorrow, we have the second half of the Denver Broncos NFL regular season in 2018. The schedule does bode a little well for the Denver Broncos here in 2018 than it did in 2017. Not a lot of road games where you're on the road for a big stretch. You have two-game road trips on the schedule, and that bodes very well. So let's start off with week one. The Denver Broncos will host the Seattle Seahawks. Now, the Seattle Seahawks have a lot of question marks coming into Denver at this point. You have Richard Sherman being, you know, traded, or actually he was released, and then he signed with the San Francisco 49ers, making that rivalry much more bigger. And that's a tough division. You have Seattle, you have Arizona, you have the Los Angeles Rams, and you have the 49ers. Denver's going to play all four of those teams, but they open up on Sunday, September 9th. Seattle Seahawks come to town, and there's a lot of question marks whether or not that defense is going to be intact. There's a lot of questions on Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, and we're going to figure out how Case Keenum's going to do. Now, Case Keenum, no secret, playing against NFC teams, you know, he's had a lot of success against NFC teams. He's struggled against some NFC teams, but very excited to see what the Denver Broncos have on the field for week one of the NFL regular season. Now, at this point, we don't know who the Broncos are drafting, and obviously that's going to be playing a big part in the regular season, because there's going to be some guys that could be playing right away. It could be quarterback. I doubt it. You know, the chances of that happening are about 97.9%. It's Case Keenum. Case Keenum's the week one starter. That's evident. Barring some kind of freak accident, injury, anything like that, Case Keenum is the guy for the Denver Broncos 2018. But there's a lot of question marks. You know, who's going to be the backup quarterback? That question will be answered this week in the NFL draft. But obviously, the Seattle Seahawks had a lot of up and downs last year. They started off decently strong, and then they just struggled with injuries and consistency. Russell Wilson lost some targets. He's losing Jimmy Graham. So that's going to be very difficult. I'm eager to see. They lost Paul Richardson, too, to the Washington Redskins. So Seattle's coming in. A lot of question marks. But, you know, we'll have a better idea as the NFL regular season approaches. We'll revisit this matchup as well. That'll be a 2:25 p.m. Mountain Time kickoff. And then week two, the Denver Broncos will be hosting the Oakland Raiders and John Gruden. John Gruden taking over the Oakland Raiders this offseason, and seeing what he's going to be doing with Derek Carr is going to be something I look forward to seeing. That's another 2:25 p.m. Mountain Time kickoff. Be sure to flood the stadium in orange, because every time the Raiders come to town, it's almost like when the Lakers are playing the Nuggets. All of a sudden, you have all these Laker fans in the stands. Don't let Oakland in the stands. Flood it with orange. There's a lot of excitement brewing with the Denver Broncos in 2018 for real fans. There's a lot of people out there still just bashing the team that have, you know, they Broncos is their favorite team in their Twitter bio. I just don't understand that. Always support your team through thick and thin. We've been through a lot of things. We made it through the Brian Griese struggle after John Elway. We made it through after Jake Plummer with the Jay Cutler scenario. We made it through Kyle Orton. We made it through Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow made us get through the Kyle Orton thing, and then obviously we moved on from Tim Tebow to Peyton Manning. So, you know, there's good times ahead for Broncos country, and I truly, truly believe that. Week three, the Denver Broncos have their first road game, and they're on the road at a 1 p.m. Eastern time kickoff, so that'll be an 11 a.m. game, mountain time for the Denver Broncos as they travel to Baltimore to take on the Ravens and Harbaugh and Flacco. Not sure exactly, you know, we can't really analyze these matchups in depth right now because there's a lot of question marks for every single team. Now, the game that I do know is going to be interesting based off of what's on paper right now with the roster, the Denver Broncos week four. Monday Night Football, Sports Authority Field at Mile High. It won't be named that at that time, but you have Monday Night Football game against the Kansas City Chiefs. You have Patrick Mahomes versus Case Keenum. I'm very excited about that. And obviously, you have Tyreek Hill, Akeem Hunt, and Kareem Hunt, the running back tandem down there in Kansas City. A lot of question marks. I'm eager to see you. You have Sammy Watkins at wide receiver now for the Chiefs and Anthony Hitchens at linebacker. You got rid of Tamba Hali. You still have some question marks defensively. They're young. I think this is going to be an interesting game. Like I said, we can't predict anything, and this is my pet peeve. We don't predict schedules. We don't predict wins or losses. I think that's a very negative thing to do. I think there's bad karma behind that. So we're not going to do that over here at Locked On Broncos. But as the season approaches, we will do game-by-game breakdowns and analysis and overall how we think based on what we've seen on film, what we can do going forward from there in terms of analyzing the likelihood of success for a Denver Broncos win. Now, after the Kansas City Chiefs game on Monday Night Football, you have a tough road game against the New York Jets. You're traveling there. That's another early Eastern time kickoff. That'll be on CBS Sunday, October 7th. The New York Jets. Now, they currently are in front of the Denver Broncos right now in the NFL draft, and rumor has it they want to get Baker Mayfield. So that could be an electric matchup if they do get Baker Mayfield at that point. The New York Jets have a lot of dice to roll in this year's NFL draft, and obviously that's the Week 5 matchup. That was one of the first matchups that was actually leaked before the NFL schedule release came out. Broncos at the Jets. So that's a Week 5 game, and the good thing about that is the Denver Broncos don't have to travel to New York in December when it's snowy and it's a lot colder and you have the New York blizzards, things like that. So that bodes well in Denver's favor for that. Now, these next couple of games for the Denver Broncos are very tough and very tricky. Now, you have a Sunday matchup against the Los Angeles Rams, the Wade Phillips Aqib Talib Bowl, Sunday, October 14th. They come to town for a 2:05 p.m. Mountain Time kickoff on Fox. You're going to have Aqib Talib and Wade Phillips returning, and that defense for the Los Angeles Rams on paper is scary. Who knows what the NFL is going to look like at that point? Who knows what the Broncos or the Rams are going to look like? But on paper right now, this is a matchup that is going to be a tough home game for the Denver Broncos. You have a very tough defense with L.A., Aqib Talib, Marcus Peters, Aaron Donald, Ndamukong Suh, on the other hand, and just stout young guys. You know, I think at this point, Wade Phillips, it's going to be different. Wade Phillips doesn't know exactly what's going on with the Denver Broncos internally now. Broncos have pretty much a new coaching staff at all the other assistant positions outside of head coach this year. And obviously offensive coordinator Bill Musgrave was promoted to full-time offensive coordinator after being the quarterback coach and the interim OC last year after Mike McCoy got fired. That's going to be a tough game. LA Rams come to town. And then you have, here's where we're going to get into a little discussion. You have a short turnaround. You have a three and a half day turnaround here as you have a Thursday night football game against the Arizona Cardinals on the road. Thursday night football, 5:20 p.m. Mountain Time kickoff. That'll be on the Fox Channel and the NFL Network. Now, here is my gripe on Thursday night football, and this is going to be a big question when the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, is up for discussion once again after the 2020 season. We could be headed for a lockout if the NFL and the NFL Players Association don't come to an agreement on Thursday night football. It is really hard if you've ever played the game of football, the sport of football, to have a short turnaround in terms of playing a full contact game and then having a three-day turnaround, obviously a day to recover and go through the mental stuff and the weight training, the recovery process, and then 2 days of practice, and then it's game time. It's really, really difficult, and that's obviously a big risk for player safety, and a lot of NFL players have been very outspoken about that. So you have a tough game against the LA Rams, and then 3 days later, you're on the road against Arizona, and they have a lot of question marks. Currently, Sam Bradford at quarterback right now. It's unknown what they're going to do in the draft this year, but they have a lot of needs. They need some help at wide receiver. They still have Larry Fitzgerald. They need a lot of help defensively after getting rid of Tyrann Mathieu, but that'll be a Thursday night football game, October 18th, 5:20 p.m. kickoff, Fox and the NFL Network. To follow that up, you have a game 10 days later against the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium, and that'll be an 11 o'clock game on CBS. The Denver Broncos in their second matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs. You're going to have to, you know, obviously at this point, divisional games mean a lot for the Denver Broncos. And at this point, halfway through the NFL regular season in 2018, the Denver Broncos will have already played their three divisional games. And that's a big, big thing. Now, that leaves them with three divisional games following the NFL bye week in week 10 that the Denver Broncos have. So, tough game on the road, Kansas City Chiefs, as always. That's always a difficult game, and it gets loud in Kansas City. So who knows what the team will be like at this point. This is why we're not predicting any games, because it's absolutely naive to do so. Now, after week 8, you have week 9, and this is the last week of the first half of the regular season before you have your week 10 bye. Now, the Denver Broncos host the Houston Texans. Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, they come to town to take on the Denver Broncos. 2:05 p.m. kickoff. This is going to be a very strong defensive game. And also, we totally forgot to mention preseason, because not a lot of people really look into it, but the Denver Broncos and the Chicago Bears will be hosting joint practices and during the week that they play, and that is week 2 of the NFL preseason. Chicago, they'll be in Denver taking on the Broncos, so joint practices will be held in Denver. We'll be down there at training camp to talk all about that as we prepare for the NFL regular season that starts September 9th. Broncos hosting the Seattle Seahawks, finishing out the NFL, the first half of the regular season, against the Houston Texans at home, and then they head into a week 10 bye. Now, tomorrow, we will jump into the second half of the NFL regular season, the week 10 bye, and then you have weeks 11 through 17 for the Denver Broncos at that point. We'll talk about it then and there on tomorrow's edition of Locked On Broncos. Now, before we get off air, I want to take the quick time to remind you guys to go on Twitter, follow us at Locked On Broncos, at Cody Rourke NFL. Please be on the lookout. I'm going to be posting a survey here in the next 24 hours on how we can improve Locked On Broncos. I'm always open to suggestions. I want to hear from you, the fans, so stay tuned for that. We're going to follow suit of Locked On Nuggets and do that as well, because this is a time of the year where we need to constantly figure out what we can do better and how we can make the show even more better for you guys listening. If you're listening to this on your ride home, drive safe. If you're listening to this in the morning to get to work, Hope you have a wonderful day. If you're getting through the 2 o'clock feeling with Locked On Broncos, that's why we love you guys. We appreciate you guys. We'll be back tomorrow, episode 2, part 2 of the NFL Broncos schedule release reaction, and obviously talking about those games tomorrow on Locked On Broncos. NFL Draft Week is here. Follow me on Twitter, at CodyRourkeNFL, and head over to predominantlyorange.com to check out all your news and needs for the Denver Broncos. Orange and Blue, great staff of writers over there, predominantlyorange.com. This is your host, Cody Rourke, saying good night, and go Broncos.